الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء. من حصلت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: قال بما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم، ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. وقال أيضا: إن جهنم لموعدهم أجمعين لها سبعة أبواب. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة. صلوات. We are in the at the end of the series of Majalis on the subject of the seven doors and the straight path. And I mentioned to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided seven doors which are found in the existence of every single human possibly. And those seven doors are leading us, or may lead us, towards the hellfire if we listen and follow the deceptions of the first enemy of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, and first enemy of Allah, whom we all know as Iblis. It is our responsibility as a believer in the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt to take the threats of Shaitan seriously. Inna Shaitana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy, so take him as your enemy. It's our responsibility as a believer in the Quran and the glorious teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam to take the warnings of Allah and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt as serious matter, as a serious matter. And so that we can avoid entering into the hellfire which exists right now. In the day of after tomorrow's majlis, which is the majlis of Suim, inshaAllah, I will be talking about As-Sirat al-Mustaqeem, so that you have an idea that those are the people who manage to abstain from the deceptions of Satan, who are those people, and what are the means and tools required for a person to tread the straight path. And what actually is the straight path? What is the definition of the straight path, which has to be made clear, crystal clear in the minds of our youth and elderly, so that we do not have any ambiguity about the concept of As-Sirat al-Mustaqeem, the straight path of Islam. But tonight's majlis is related to a subject which is the best helper in abstaining from the deceptions of Satan, abstaining from falling prey to the deceptions of Satan. I have already mentioned in the previous speeches about different very, very common ways that Satan has been adopting over the millennia, years and years of the human history, how to deceive the humankind, and lots of humans. Overwhelming majority of the people found on the planet Earth in the previous times and the current times have already fallen prey of Shaitan's victimization. Overwhelming majority, not just the majority. لَا تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Don't follow the majority on the face of Earth, they will mislead you from the path of Allah. Most of the people are not grateful to Allah. Most of the people are transgressors and not following the rulings of the Sharia and the revelation. Most of the people transgress the limits. So that's why it's a very serious matter. And I mentioned to you those very common ways and means that Shaitan adopts, to tajammul parasti, dunya ki muhabbat, maal ki muhabbat, love of this dunya, love of the glitter and glamour, for making us forget the fear of Allah, making us become disappointed from the hope of Allah, forgetting the concept of tawbah, and so forth. I mentioned to you all the various very common ways that he uses. But the most important tool has to be mentioned tonight. The most important tool, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah has said in the Holy Quran, it's because of the rahmat and mercy of Allah you were polite. If you were harsh, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, if you were harsh and strong-hearted, in other words, they would have dispersed away from you. Islam is a religion. If you want to summarize the entire religion, Islam, in a nutshell, in one word, that one word is nothing but love. Islam is a religion of love. Love of Allah, love of the Prophet, and love of the Ahlul Bayt, and all these three values are exactly equal towards each other. Anybody who is loving Allah is actually the one who is loving the Prophet, is actually the one who is loving the Ahlul Bayt. Anybody who is loving the Ahlul Bayt is actually the one who is loving the Prophet, is actually the one who is loving Allah. They are all equal to each other without any slightest difference. اینیت کا رابطہ ہے ان تینوں کی تینوں محبتوں میں اینیت ہے یعنی محبت خدا عین محبت رسول اور محبت رسول عین محبت اہل بیت ہے
اور محبت اہل بیت عین محبت رسول، اور محبت رسول عین محبت خدا ہے. The biggest واجب in the entire religion Islam is the love of Ahlul Bayt. The biggest wajib. And this is what we need to promote in our societies. This is what we need to promote in our generations. This is what we need to promote in our children. This is what we need to transfer as an amanat of Ahlul Bayt, that our children, our generations should cherish about this love and should promote this love and should maintain this love and should strengthen the love of and mawaddat of Ahlul Bayt.
There's no bigger ni'mat of Allah than that. Ahlul Bayt have actually, you know, their wilayat and their walayat. You put a kasra under waw, which is wilayat. Waw ke niche zair laga dijiye. Usse kaha jata hai wilaya, al-wilaya.
And waw ke upar aapne zabar laga diya, al walaya. If you put a kasra, a zair under the waw and you say the word wilaya, in Arabic it means love. And if you put a zabar, a fatha, on top of the waw and you say al walaya, in Arabic it means hukumat.
Like we say walayatul faqih, this means the government of faqih, the hukumat of the adil mujtahid. Walayat means hukumat.
So wilayat and walayat both are wajib towards the Ahlul Bayt.
It's wajib for us to love them, it's wajib for us to consider them as our rulers.
And only them to be the rulers. The reason why some people are not supporting the rule and khilafat and imamat and walayat of the 12 ma'soom imams is because the reason why the walayat, waw pe zabar ke saath, the walayat and hukumat of Ahlul Bayt is not accepted is because the wilayat and the waw ke niche zair laga de, the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt is not strengthened.
Although every Muslim says that we believe in the wilayat, every Muslim sects, I'm not talking about the puppet Wahhabis created by the British, all the rest of the Muslim sects say and claim that we love Ahlul Bayt. We have aqidat, we have ihtiram, we have respect, we honor the holy Ahlul Bayt, they deserve to be loved.
Although all the sects of Islam claim that we love Ahlul Bayt, but the reason why some do not follow the walayat, waw pe zabar ke saath, the hukumat and khilafat and imamat and walayat of Ahlul Bayt is because the wilayat is not strong, the love is not strong.
And this is what needs to be strengthened. Yeah, हमारे भी मौसले में आप ये देखिए, हम बच्चों के बारे में कितनी गुफ्तगू करते हैं संडे स्कूल में ले जाने के लिए. You know, we talk a lot about we need to emphasize it's very important for our children to get attached to our centers, to learn the teachings, learn our Islamic belief systems, our morals, our history, our beautiful teachings and values. But actually, the reason why actually we more importantly require our elders, a school for the elders, a Sunday school for the elders.
The problem why some of the kids are not attached to our centers, one of the major reasons generally speaking is because the elders are not properly attached to their centers.
If the elders and the parents did their responsibility properly towards the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, you would never find the children getting stuck or getting confused or having this sort of behavior. So we need a Sunday school for the elders, more importantly. This is just the big beginning, because Sunday school is not enough, first of all.
This is just the beginning, because Sunday school is not going to replace your responsibility as parents. You have to be proactive to teach your parent, to teach your students, your children on daily basis, to interact with them and to get to know what kind of peers, what kind of people, what kind of friends, what kind of set of information is arriving into their minds, so that you can not just undo the wrong and false and inappropriate information, disinformation coming into the minds of your children on a daily basis, possibly, but also prevent the flow of disinformation into their minds. And this can only happen if you are more proactive and more cautious as you used to be and as your parents used to be in India or Pakistan or other Islamic countries from wherever you belong. Because this is not India or Pakistan, this is United States. And we have to realize that we are living in a different society with a different set of, you know, environment where actually the state raises our children. State raises the children in this society, not the parents. We have to be very particular about that. You know, this is just a minimum, and Sunday school is not like we can just dump our children for a couple of hours and just get a relief, you know, and relax. You know, it's not a dumping site. You have to have a proactive behavior because we have to transfer this amanat of Ahlul Bayt to our generations. So what I was saying, brothers and sisters, the most fundamental thing that we need to focus on is the muhabbat and love of Ahlul Bayt. And we find la tastawil hasanatu wala sayyi'ah idfa billati hiya ahsan فَإِذَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That means, you know, so we understand in the light of this verse of Holy Quran that basically اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنٌ. Allah is asking us to repel the bad behavior with the good akhlaq and good morality. We need to have the good morality, and this is how we can ingrain the Islamic teachings into others with our good behavior, with loving behavior towards others and towards our own children. And even if you are treating your enemy, even if you are treating your enemy with this loving behavior, you find that it's very likely that an enemy, if he has any signs of, if he's serious towards his spirituality, if he has some signs of improvement, he would always end up changing, possibly, and he may end up becoming a friend of yours because of your good behavior. Abundant examples are available from the life history of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. Prophet used to come out from his house, and this guy used to throw garbage on his head. Isn't that right? The Jewish neighbor, Imam Qadim alayhi salam, used to come out, and the guy used to call him names. Isn't that right? How Imam Qadim alayhi salam dealt with him. The guy came from Syria, from Sham, and started to insult Imam Hassan alayhi salam in Medina as soon as he realized that this is Hassan ibn Ali. And look at the behavior, how Imam Hassan behaved to that insulting person coming from Syria. We have abundant examples in the life history of Ahlul Bayt who have been spreading Islam through their morals. So Islam is a religion based on love, and that has to be strengthened. Shaheed Mutahhari rahmatullah alayh has mentioned that love is an incredible, miraculous panacea. Muhabbat is ek aisi iksir ka naam hai ke jo har cheez ke liye faydamand hoti hai goya. Misal dete hain ke murghi ko bhi aap le lijiye. Shaykh Mutahri apni kitab mein misal dete hain ke murghi ko aap le lijiye. Yehi murghi jo aapne zara sa usko awaaz agar lagayi to dar ke mare bhagne lagti hai. मगर जैसे ही बच्चे वाली हो जाती है, अब आप अगर उसको डराने की कोशिश करें तो वो फौरन पर फुला के खड़ी रहेगी. क्यों? फरमाते हैं कि अब बच्चे की मोहब्बत दिल में आ गई. मोहब्बत ऐसी इकसीर का नाम है कि जब इंसान के दिल में मोहब्बत आ रही थी, मोहब्बत की वजह से इंसान का रवैया बदल जाता है. तो असल में जरूरत इसी चीज की है कि अल्लाह और रसूल अहले बैत की मोहब्बत को इनग्रेन करना है. वी नीड टू, you know, incorporate, we need to strengthen the love of Allah. That's what is missing. If the love of Allah and the love of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt are not missing in some people, they would never be showing this kind of behavior what they are showing. Imam Sadiq al-Islam has said in his shair that ta'sil ilaha, the shair that he recited, ta'sil ilaha wa anta tuzhiru hubbahu inna dhalika fil fi'al badi'u. لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَتَعْتَهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبَّ مُطِيعُ. اللہ کی کا عصیان کرتے ہو, تحصل الہا وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ, اور تم اللہ کی محبت کا اظہار بھی کر رہے ہو. یعنی معصیت بھی ہو رہی ہے. On one hand you are sinning, on the other hand you express that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ هَذَا فِي الْفِعَالِ بَدِيعُ. This is a very strange act. لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا. If your love was truthful, لَأَطَعْتَهُ. You would have obeyed Allah. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبَّ مُطِيعُ. A lover is always obedient towards the beloved. So why there are deviations found in some people? Because the love of the Ahlul Bayt got shaky and loose. Kabhi aapne dekha ke janab Sakina ne chote se chote bacche ne, janab Abdullah ibn Hasan kitna chote bacche the, theek hai na, maula ke janaze pe pahunche apne haath phaila diye, theek hai na, shaheed hue janab Abdullah ibn Hasan. Imam Hussain Islam ke jasad aqdas ke upar jisme athar ke upar shaheed hue, chote se Abdullah ibn Hasan, choti si janab Sakina. Kabhi aapne dekha ke kisi bhi ahle haram ke fard ne maula se ye kaha, maula kya ho gaya, thodi der ke liye maan hi lete hain na Yazid Tabut ko, kya ho jayega, aasman to zameen pe nahi aa jayega, kam se kam khana to mil jaye hame, pani to mil jaye, bhooke mare ja rahe hain hum. Kisi ne kaha, piche chale ja rahe hain tabuton ke samne, पॉलिसियों की ताईद हो रही है, चापलूसियां हो रही हैं, इनवाइट किया जा रहा है ताबूतों को. मुलाजा फरमाइए कितना फर्क है, और फिर दावा मोहब्बत है. On one hand, some people are butting up the tabuts, supporting the enemy. We are the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. And the most significant sign of a follower of Ahlul Bayt, we never bowed down towards Banu Umayya. We never bowed down towards Banu Abbas. We never did the bay'at of any tawhid in the century. And what makes a Shia to be a Shia is that he never, ever, ever accepts any zalim to be the ruler, because we are proud to believe in the ismat and walayat and khilafat and imamat of the 12 infallible imams. मोहब्बत अगर होती तो ये तो ना होता ना, मोहब्बत की कमी है. इस्लाम तो है ही दीन मोहब्बत. इस्लाम इज नथिंग बट लव. यू नो, अ पर्सन केम टू इमाम सादिक अलैहिस्सलाम एंड सेड, या अपना रसूलुल्लाह, वी नेम आवर चिल्ड्रन इन द नेम ऑफ योर यू अहलुल बैत. इज दिस गोइंग टू बेनिफिट अस फ्रॉम सम एस्पेक्ट, बिकॉज वी यू नो वी लव यू, we have extreme love towards you, we have love towards you, so we name our children, in other words, in your names. Imam alayhi salam replied, al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Insan jisse mohabbat karta hai usi ke saath hai. A person came to holy prophet and said, ya rasulullah, mata yawmul qiyamah, when is the day of judgment going to happen? Prophet said, what did you prepare for the day of judgment? This is the better question that needs to be addressed. Sawal karne ka bhi saleeqa hota hai. Sawal husn sawal wisful ilm. Sahi tarah sawal pesh kiya jaye to ye khud nishangar hai. Bata deta hai ki insaan ke paas aadha ilm to hai hi. Sawal bhi pesh karna khud insaan ki qabiliyat aur liyaqat ka mazhar hai. So not everybody poses the question properly. It so shows your scholarly and academic level, how you are able to pose the proper question. Prophet said to the guy, then what did you prepare for the day of judgment? He said, ya Rasulullah, I don't have much of the prayers and fasting and ibadat and stuff, in other words, but I love you. And Prophet replied, al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person is along with whom he loves. In some of the hadith, this sentence has been so much repeated in the hadith narrated from different imams and the Prophet. In al mar'u ma'a man ahabba, insan jisse mohabbat kare usi ke hamrah hai. So yahan bhi hamrah hai aur wahan bhi hamrah hi uthaya jayega. Jisse aapne yahan mohabbatein ki hain, wabastagi ki hai, hatta dil mein sympathy aur hamdardi bhi paida kar li. मुकम्मल तो वाबस्ता नहीं हुए, मगर थोड़े से दिल में तमायुल, इंक्लिनेशन पैदा, झुकाव पैदा हो गया फरा जालिम की तरफ, ताहूत की तरफ. ताहूत इन इस्लाम मींस कुल्लु हाकिमिन, हर वो हुक्मरान जो अल्लाह की तरफ से अपॉइंटेड ना हो. यानी अगर झुकाव भी पैदा हो गया किसी जालिम की तरफ, सुन की कोई गुंजाइश नहीं रसूल अहले बैत के हां, ہمیں فخر ہے اس دین کے پیروکار ہونے میں جس میں ظلم کی کوئی گنجائش نہیں ہے. ہم تمایل بھی نہیں رکھ سکتے. We cannot be even inclined or have a slightest sympathy towards any ظالم and oppressor. And we are proud about this great value system. So we find, even if you have slightest sympathy towards a stone, لَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا أَحَبَّ حَجَرًا حَشَرَهُ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ. What did the Prophet say? If even if a person has a love towards a stone, Allah will resurrect him with that stone. آپ کا بہت پرٹیکولر, بہت ہی مراقب, مراقبت, رعایت, لحاظ برتنے کی ضرورت ہے, بہت ہی احتیاط کی ضرورت ہے. کہیں ایسا نہ ہو ہم کسی ایسی چیز کے ساتھ وابستہ, یا ایسے شخص, یا ایسی پارٹی, یا ایسی حکومت, یا ایسی چیزوں, اشیاء مادی کے ساتھ وابستگی پیدا کر لیں کہ جن چیزوں کے ساتھ وابستگی ہمیں نہ فقط یہاں ہمیں اس کا سامنا کرنا پڑے بلکہ برزخ میں بھی اور قیامت کے دن بھی. کیوں؟ ان الموت علی وزن الحیات. علم عرفان کا کیا اصول ہے, علم استخلاق کا کیا اصول ہے, کہ ان الموت علی وزن الحیات, موت تو حیات کے وزن پہ ہوا کرتی ہے. Death is always similar to your lifestyle. فَكَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَكَمُوا تَمُوتُونَ. So now whatever way you live, the same way you're going to die. وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُبْعَثُونَ. And the same day you would die, that's in exactly the same status, in the same status, in the same form, in the same situation, you would be resurrected on the day of judgment. So if you want to know what would be your form, what would be your aqeedah, what would be your status, what would be your manzilat and level, where would you stand on the day of judgment, you have to look what would be your status in the barzakh. In order to look at your status in the barzakh, just look at your lifestyle. زندگی میں میں کس کیفیت میں ہوں, میرا کیا ایمان ہے, کس منزلت پہ کھڑا ہوں, کس درجے پہ ہوں, میں زندگی کی میرے زندگانی گزارنے کا انداز میری دلیل ہے کہ میں روز قیامت کس کیفیت میں ہوں. اپنی حیات کو دیکھ لیجیے, اپنی آخرت کو خود بدل جائے گا.
جو آپ اس وقت جیسے ہیں ویسے ہی آپ اسی کیفیت میں آپ کو موت آئے گی, اور جس انسان جو زندگی کی اس کی کیفیت ہوتی ہے اس کے مطابق موت آتی ہے, اور جیسی موت آتی ویسی اس کو محشور کیا جائے گا روز قیامت. سو میں آپ سے عرض کر رہا تھا,
what I was saying is that
the way you live, the same way you're gonna die, in the same situation, the way you're gonna die,
in the same situation you're gonna be resurrected on the day of judgment. So you have to be careful. What do we do? What do we believe? Whom do we love? With whom we get attached to?
So love is a very, very important aspect. It's not just any, there's nothing emotional. It's not a passionate thing. It's a very well-calculated thing. What are you attached with?
A person had a lot of attachments with one of his belongings. And at the time of Sakaratul Maut, the time of death when the soul is taken out, Iblis came standing in front of him. His family members, his wife and children, his parents are standing around him. Satan is standing in front of him, holding the same clock. He used to love his clock very much. Holding the same stuff that he liked, he was attached so much. Now, this person is muhtazir, alam-e-ihtizar mein hai. Muhtazir ke poore mufassil kaam bayan kiye gaye na hamare yahan. Jab naza ka alam ho to kya karna chahiye, yaseen padhein, kalme ki talqeen karein, aima ke naam ki talqeen karein, wagaira wagaira wagaira.
There's a whole bunch of teachings. If a person is dying in his final moments, or this kind of person is called muhtazir, what are the rulings and etiquettes that apply to that person? Now the relatives are standing around him, asking him to say the kalima and read the names of the imams and all that. The guy is not replying back. He's not even saying la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Aliyun Waliullah,
sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Say salawat.
Why is he not replying back? Because Shaitan is holding that clock in his hand in the final moment. He said, if you say I'm going to drop it down and break it right in front of your eyes. Jis cheez se insaan vaabastagi paida kar le, us cheez ko hi wo leke aayega. Ke kalma kaha tumne to main tod dunga is cheez ko.
However, in the Shaitan lakum adu, Shaitan is your enemy. You have to take him as your enemy.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not lying. Na'udhu billah. is a serious matter. Do we take him as enemy? How are we attached?
नहीं हम तो यहाँ रहने के लिए आए मौलाना, हम तो यहाँ रहने की ऐसी बातें मत करें, हम तो रहने के लिए, हम भी रहने के लिए आए हैं, दीन बेच के नहीं रहने के लिए आए, दीन बचा के रहने के लिए आए हैं। नहीं हम यहाँ रहने के लिए आए, ऐसी बातें मत कीजिए,
हम भी रहने ही के लिए आए हैं, मगर इस दुनिया में दीन बेच के रहने के लिए नहीं आए हैं, इसलिए कि हम अहले बैत का सर मोहब्बत का सरमाया महफूज रख के रहने के लिए आए हैं, इस मोहब्बत का सौदा करके किसी सरजमीन पे रहने नहीं आए। अटैचमेंट ना पैदा करें। सफवान इब्न जम्माल का किस्सा मैं दोहराऊंगा नहीं, आप सबने यकीनन सुना होगा, उलमा से बार बार सुना होगा, मशहूर किस्सा है, ऊंट किराए पे दे दिए थे हारून रशीद को, मारूफ किस्सा, यू मस्ट हैव ऑल हर्ड द स्टोरी ऑफ सफवान इब्न महरान अल जमाल हु रेंटेड हिज कैमल्स टू हारून रशीद द ताहूत ऑफ हिज टाइम, एंड इमाम सेड कुल्लु शैइन हसनन मिनका हसनन जमील मा खला शैइन वाहिदन, एवरीथिंग ऑफ योर्स इज गुड एंड ब्यूटीफुल एक्सेप्ट वन, very much anxious. Ibn al-Zula, what's that one thing which I am doing wrong? And he was a very pious person. And he said, اِقْرَأُكَ جِمَالَكَ مِنْ أَهَرَ الرَّجُلُ, that you have given these your camels, rented the camels to this guy, Harun. He said, I didn't give for a sin. I gave him for going for Hajj. That's what some people say, you know, hum koi haram mein thodi kar rahe, hum to achhe nek kaam ke liye hum kar rahe hain. मसला ये इस बात के समझने की जरूरत है कि आप ताहूत की ताईद और तकवियत कर रहे हैं। आप समझते हैं कि ताहूत के नेक काम कबूल करेगा अल्लाह? ये तो हज पे जा रहा है, ये हज कबूल किया जाएगा हारून रशीद का, उसकी नमाजें कबूल हैं, उसके रोजे कबूल हैं, वलायत अहले बैत को ठुकराने के बाद, वलायत अहले बैत रूह है सारे के सारे इस्लाम की। क्या फरमाया मेरे मौला ने, तुम्हारे दिल में ये ख्वाहिश है ना कि वो जिंदा वापस आए ताकि किराए तो कम अज कम किराए तो अदा कर सके। من احب توجه فرمائیے گا اس من احب بقاءهم كان منهم ومن كان منهم كان ورد النار, whoever loves their survival, जिसने उनके बाकी रहने को दिल से चाहा, जिसने उनके जिंदा रहने को बाकी रहने को चाहा, من احب بقاءهم كان منهم, वो उन्हीं के हमरा है,
उन्हीं में से है, उन्हीं में से है, he is one of them.
وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ كَانَ وَرَدَ النَّارَ, جو ان میں سے ہے, whosoever is one of them is gonna go with them to the hell.
There's no room for you, man.
There's no room. یہاں دیکھیں ہر آدمی علی ابن یقین بنا ہوا ہے, علی ابن یقین کا نام لے کے جسے دیکھو حرام کاموں کی نوکریاں ہو رہی ہیں, تابوتوں کی نوکریاں ہو رہی ہیں, علی ابن یقین, علی ابن یقین کی تسبیح پڑھ رہے ہیں, یہ بھول گئے کہ امام کاظم سے اذن حاصل کیا تھا اپنے ولی سے, آپ بھی ولی فقی سے اجازت لے لیجیے, وہ تو مانتے نہیں رہے تھے فقی کو. تو کیوں آپ دین کے ساتھ اپنی روحانیت کے ساتھ دھوکہ دے رہے ہیں تابوتوں کی حمایت کر کے؟ صلوات پڑھیے محمد اللہ علیہ
وسلم.
So what is needed, brothers and sisters, is to strengthen the biggest wajib of Islam, which is the love of Ahl Bayt. There is no wajib in Islam bigger than that, in the whole religion. That's the biggest wajib in Islam.
لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَسَاسِ أَسَاسُ الْإِسْلَامِ حُبُّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ, everything has a foundation and the foundation of Islam is the love of us أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ.
Look at the story of Ghazwa-e Tabuk, the battle of Tabuk, when Prophet, you know, went out, and the long story short is that Prophet went all the way from the city of Medina towards close to the border of Syria, which is a very, very long distance in the burning desert, going northwards from Medina towards the border of Syria, so to the place called Tabuk. And in this battle he had very less logistics available, very less amount of food and water, people were accompanying the Holy Prophet, Munafiqeen tried to dismantle the people, discourage the people from leaving Medina, they tried their best, but you know, whosoever had the taharat of the qalb, the cleanness of the skull, and whosoever wanted, they left with the Holy Prophet.
And during this travel towards Tabuk, three people, one after the other, were left behind and could not continue with the Holy Prophet.
One person left behind, he could not continue. Some of the Ashab came and said to the Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, such and such person is no longer with us. He remained. He turned back towards Medina. Prophet said,
agar usme khair hai to Allah usko hamari taraf palta dega aur agar usme khair nahi hai to behtar hai ki chala gaya.
If there is a goodness in him, Allah will return him back to us. If there is no khair and goodness, it's better that he went.
After a while, a second person left behind in the Ghazwa of Tabuk and is no longer accompanying the Holy Prophet. Some of the Ashab and companions came and said, Ya Rasulullah, such and such person is also no longer with us. He's left behind. Prophet repeated the same sentence. Look at the basi ma'rifat of Rasulullah and his perspective. Zawiyatul Nazar, the way he looks at things.
If there is khair in him, Allah will return him back to us. If there is no khair, it's better that he went. Finally, on the third stage, Abu Zar also was left behind. He could not continue with the Holy Prophet. Bunch of Ashab came and said, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Zar is no longer
with us. What happened actually? And our Prophet said the same remark. If there is khair in him, Allah will return him back. If there is no khair, it's better that he went.
What happened is that Abu Zar has a very lean and weak camel, and the camel became so thirsty, because everybody was thirsty in the whole caravan. The camel was so weak, it got thirsty, it could not continue forward. Abu Zar tried his best to make the camel move forward, it did not move, so he had to get off the camel. The caravan was moving forward, he left behind. He was also a very, very weak person himself, and an old person, so he, you know, slowly tried to walk, but he fell down and he could not move forward. So in his efforts, he just, moved a little bit forward and
alhamdulillah, fortunately, he found some cold water under the, a stone. And sometimes in the burning desert, you find beneath the stones, they are very nice, cold, clean water, unspoiled. Abu Zar found the water under the stone and it's so clean and pure. And he tasted the water, it was nice. And he said to himself, I'm not going to drink this water until and unless I will take this water to Rasulullah. How can it be that I can taste the water before my beloved person Rasulullah? It's not going to happen. Abu Zar gathered the water in his mashkiza, in the bottle of water, and he started to move forward on foot because the camel doesn't move. Now, somebody said to Rasulullah, we are seeing some mirage, some kind of blackish thing, appearing towards us. Prophet said, it has to be Abu Zar.
So finally, Abu Zar, moving slowly, 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 carrying the water, he came and he joined the caravan of Rasulullah.
And as soon as he came next to Rasulullah, he became almost unconscious. And he fell down close to the feet of Rasulullah. Prophet said, give him water. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have the water with me, slowly. Because he was almost so weak. He could barely speak. Prophet said, you had the water, but you didn't drink. He said, well, when I found the water, it was so nice and cold and khushgawar and nice tasting. I said to myself, how can it be when I love you, I can drink the water before you? It's not going to happen. Islam to naam hi love muhabbat ka hai. Islam to naam hi muhabbat ka hai. Those of the people who had higher levels of love became more muqarrab to the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. Those of the people who showed lower level of love could not get that muqarrab and close. When that man from Khurasan comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, a guy came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said, Ya Rasulullah, we have so many Shias and followers of yours in my town. Why don't you do the uprising?
Imam said to him, drop down into this well of fire. This well, there was a well, there was a tanur, there was a place where the fire was lit. Imam commanded him, drop into it. Said, Ya Rasulullah, well, the common excuse is, I have wife and children and stuff, all those things that come in there, in the middle between us and Allah. So, we show ourselves, whatever we believe, whatever we do, whatever we practice, whatever policies we adopt in our lives, we are, hum apne hi batin ka izhar kar dete hain. अच्छा काम करें बुरा काम करें अच्छा अकीदा रखें बुरा अकीदा रखें अच्छी पॉलिसी को अडॉप्ट करें
پوری پالیسی کا اتخاذ کریں، ہم اپنے اندرون اور باطن کو اصل میں برملا کرتے ہیں۔ دیکھنے والوں کے لیے، بصیرت والوں کے لیے، پالیسی دیکھ کر چاول کی دیکھتا ہے، ایک دانا ہی چکھا دیکھا جاتا ہے۔ آپ کی پالیسی، آپ کا عقیدہ، آپ کے اعمال دیکھ کے آپ کا پورے باطن کا پتہ چلایا جا سکتا ہے، اہل معرفت اگر موجود ہو تو۔
You know, he showed his policy, his behavior, his belief to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam didn't ask him to go into that place once again. Why would Imam alayhi salam waste his words, his precious words? In the aqil la yuhaddith man yakhaf takzeebahu. Hadith ye kehti hai ke aqil aise aise guftugu nahi karta jisse ye khadsha ho ke apni meri guftugu ki takzeeb kar baithega.
Apne lafz ko kyun dabaun, اس سے گفتگو کروں گا جس کے بارے میں مجھے یہ احتمال ہو کہ میری بات پہ کان دھرے گا۔
So after a while the guy was still sitting, a person came from Khurasan, مرد خراسانی ایک تھا مومن، وہ آیا and he said his salam to Imam Sadiq علیہ السلام.
Imam said to him that drop into this well, into this place, this fire pit. He didn't say a word to the Imam. He dropped right into that well of fire. This guy who was sitting with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he was shocked. Ye kya kiya mere maula, ye kya ho gaya? Wo ghabraya re.
Oh, khana tanamul chal raha hai. Wo ho rahi guftugu ho rahi hai, magar ye sahab pareshan hai.
Thodi der jo guzri to ab jo jhaank ke dekha to wo us kuen mein baithe tilawat e Quran kar rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. Tilawat e Quran kar rahe hain. ولایت تکوینیہ مطلقہ کے مالک ہیں، پوری کائنات میں معجزہ دکھا سکتے ہیں، ایمان اور تسلیم اور اطاعت تو دکھائیں، اس کے بعد دیکھیے کہ مولا کی کیا محبت ہوتی ہے آپ سے۔ What is missing, brothers and sisters, is the love which is missing, and that's the reason why the obedience is gone and our 12th imam is forced to stay in the ghaybat. 11 of the imams have been killed and we have been claiming as a lip service that we love the imams and we believe in the walayat of Ahlul Bayt and their hukumat and khilafat, but
we have given the hardest of, some of us have given the hardest of the times in front of the zulm and shar and evil of Banu Umayya and Banu Abbas and other tawaghit throughout the history. So the imams got killed one after the other, they became shaheed, 11 of the imams are gone.
Now is the turn of Khatam al-Awsiya, Imam Sahib al-Zaman, Baqiyatullah al-A'zam, Arwah al-Alameen.
Ya Imam al-Zaman Abu Lantar Salwam.
Allahumma salam.
When Imam Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu issued the hukum against Salman Rushdie, you know, a bunch of people came, we have recently did this and this and this and accepted the resolution 598 of the UN Security Council and recently been exchanging the economic commissions with the European Union. It's a very untimely hukum that you have given. You would have better allowed the Islamic Republic to become strong financially, and after becoming financially strong, then we can, you can think of doing what you want to do.
Look at what he replies. سارے ایران کی عزت زیادہ ہے یا رسول اللہ کی عزت زیادہ ہے؟ بصیرت کا فرق ہے نا، فہم اسلام ہی ٹیڑھا ہے بعض لوگوں کا، فہم ہی نہیں ہے، انڈرسٹینڈنگ ہی ٹیڑھی ہے، کج ہے، زیغ ہے، کجی ہے، انحراف ہے۔ اب وہ اہل یقین ہے، اہل یقین سے جا کے آپ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ وہ اپنے موقف کو بدل لیں، اہل یقین کبھی اپنے موقف کو نہیں بدل سکتے۔ جو اہل شک اور ریب اور شبہ ہیں ان کی ذمہ داری ہے کہ اپنے شک کو شبہ کو بدلیں اور یقین میں مبدل کریں۔ جو اہل یقین ہیں ان کی ذمہ داری نہیں ہے کہ وہ اپنے یقین کو چھوڑ کے جاہلوں کی جہالت کو قبول کریں۔
What is missing is the love. اور کہا مرحوم نے کہ اس لیے دے رہا ہوں بک
تاکہ رہتی دنیا تک کسی کی جرات نہ ہو کہ ہمارے رسول کی شان پہ گستاخی کر سکے۔ کتنی تعریفیں آپ نے سنی ہیں حدیثوں میں، how much we have read about the محبت of Ahlul Bayt, the biggest wajib, like I said, you know, in Islam, and the biggest asset and treasure.
الا ومن مات من مات على حب آل محمد مات شهيدا. Didn't the Prophet say, whosoever dies on the love of Ahlul Bayt dies as a shaheed? Allah wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata ta'iba. Whosoever dies in the love of Ali Muhammad dies as ta'ib person, tawbah shuda, tawbah karne wala. یعنی سارے کے سارے گناہ بخشے گئے. پیغمبر نے پہلے فرمایا تھا اتائب من الذنب کمن لازم بلا, گناہ سے توبہ کرنے والا ایسا ہی ہے گویا جس کی اس کا گناہ کوئی گناہ ہی نہیں ہے. علاوہ من مات علی حب آل محمد مات مغفورا لہ,
جو بھی آل محمد کی محبت پہ مرتا ہے اس کے سارے گناہ بخشے گئے. Whoever dies on the love of آل محمد, his sins got forgiven. Allah wa man mata ala prophet said, Allah wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata mu'minan mustakmil al iman. Whosoever dies on the love of ali Muhammad, he dies as a mu'min in who is in the mustakmil al iman, in the process of istikmal, in the process of perfecting his iman. Allah wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin فتح له في قبره بابان الى الجنه. Prophet said, whosoever dies on the love of Ali Muhammad, two doors are opened in his qabr and grave towards the paradise.
Allah wa man mata ala hubbi Ali Muhammadin bashshara malakul maut bil jannah thumma munkar wa nakir. Whoever dies on the love of Ali Muhammad,
malakul maut gives him the glad tidings and basharat of paradise, and after Malakul Maut, it is Munkar and Nakir who do the same. In other words,
so you know how much importance it is. Once Prophet was there in the in front of his ashab, some of his ashab, and Prophet did one sajda. Then he stood up. Then he did the second sajda. He stood up. He did the third sajda. He stood up. He did five.
Ashab said, Ya Rasulullah, well, you're not praying. Why did you start to do sajdas all of a sudden? And Prophet said, well, I was doing the sajda of shukr. For what? Well, Allah, Jibreel came and said that Allah is saying that I love Ali.
Mujhe Ali se mohabbat hai. Paihambar Agam ne iske shukr mein sajda anjaam diya. Ya Rasulullah, why did you do the second? Prophet said, Jibreel came again. Jibreel came and said, Allah is saying that I love Fatima. So Prophet did the second sajda in the shukr. Mujhe Fatima se mohabbat hai. Paihambar ne sajda shukr anjaam diya.
For the third time, Jibreel said that Allah is saying that I love Hassan and Hussein. So Prophet did the third sajda in the shukr.
Mujhe Hassan aur Hussein se mohabbat hai. Paihambar ne sajda shukr anjaam diya.
For the fourth time, Jibreel said that Allah is saying that I love the lovers. I love their lovers. Jo inse mohabbat karte hain, unse bhi mujhe mohabbat hai.
Paihambar ne chautha sajda anjaam diya.
پانچویں مرتبہ جبریل نے کہا کہ اللہ یہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ جو ان کے محبت کرنے والوں سے محبت کرتے ہیں ان سے بھی مجھے محبت ہے.
پیغمبر نے پانچواں سجدہ انجام دیا.
کتنا بڑا سرمایہ ہے اس محبت کو. Don't allow this love to get tainted and impaired by inclination towards taghuts. Protect this treasure. It's the biggest treasure. When Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ayli, the student of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when Muawiyah used to bribe the people to gain support and favor, and he used to threaten the people, intimidate the people, he used to adopt several ways. So he sent asal, shahad, honey. He sent honey to Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ayli, who's a supporter, strong supporter of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He sent honey to his house. Abu al-Aswad has a small daughter, a young baby, a girl. And as soon as the honey came into the house, as a gift from Muawiyah, this is a small daughter. She just rushed towards the honey and started to eat it and put it, a little bit of the honey, into her mouth. Abu al-Aswad, when he learned that this is the honey sent by Muawiyah, he shouted. He said to his daughter, throw the honey out of your mouth. This is poison. Said, Baba, this is honey, it's not poison. He said, don't you know the son of Hinda? Don't you know the son of Hind has sent it to us to take us the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen away from us?
This is poison.
इस मारिफत की जरूरत है अजीजाने मोहतरम, इसको कहते हैं मोहब्बत.
The hadith which I recited in the beginning of my speech is from the Holy Prophet, الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة. लोग कान हैं, minerals हैं, معادن हैं, जैसे सोने और चांदी की कानें होती हैं.
People are minerals like the minerals of gold and silver.
You never find minerals converting into others. The gold doesn't convert into steel. The steel doesn't convert into
gold. Isn't that right? Look at the beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet. People are minerals like minerals of gold and silver. النَّاسُ مَعَادٍ كَمَعَادِنِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ.
So we have our own nature and we have our own mineral, and that's not going to change. Wallahi law sababtu ad-dunya law darabtu khayshuna khayshum al-mu'min bisayfi hadha ala an yubghidhani
ma abghadhani. Imam Ali said, I swear to Allah, if I hit the neck of a mu'min with this sword of mine to start hating me, he's not going to hate me. وَلَوْ سَبَبْتُ الدُّنْيَا بِجَمَّاتِهَا عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِ سَبَّنِ. And if I give the entire dunya with all its things, in other words, with so many of the things that it has, in other words, with all the things I give the whole dunya to a munafiq to start loving me,
in other words, he's not going to love me.
Even if Imam Ali gives the whole dunya to a munafiq, he's still not going to love Imam Ali alayhi salam. ذَلَكَ إِنَّهُ قَضَى فَانْقُضِيَ بِلِسَانِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ لا يحبك الا مؤمن ولا يبغضك الا منافق. This is because it has been decided by the tongue of Rasulullah, tongue of Nabi Ummi, that Prophet has said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Prophet said that لا يحبك الا مؤمن, آپ سے کوئی محبت کر ہی نہیں سکتا سوائے مومن کے, اور آپ سے کوئی بغض اور دشمنی کر سکتا ہی نہیں ہے سوائے منافق.
So, this is the ma'adin that we have. And those are the people who have fisk and fujur and zulm and, you know, and khiyanat in their spiritualities, these spiritual illnesses. There are lots of Shias in the time of Kufa doing khiyanat towards Musib Naqil. Do qadam ka faasla hai Kufa aur Karbala ke darmiyan. جب حبیب نے مظاہر گھوڑے پہ سوار ہو کے مولا کا دفاع کرنے کے لیے, ولایت اہل بیت کے دفاع کے لیے کربلا پہنچ سکتے ہیں ضعیفی میں, تو باقی 18,000 خط لکھنے والے بھی پہنچ سکتے تھے.
دو قدم کا فاصلہ ہے نا, کیوں نہیں پہنچے؟ نمازیں تو پڑھ رہے تھے. بڑا کدو میں تیر مار دیا, نمازیں پڑھ کے اپنے کو دیندار سمجھ لیا, حسین ذبح ہوتے رہے.
کیا بصیرت ہے دین کی؟ یہ نمازیں تو وہ ابو عمر بن صاحب بھی پڑھ رہا ہے, اگر ان نمازوں پہ آپ اترا رہے ہیں بغیر ولایت امام حسین کے, یہ آپ کی بصیرت و معرفت کا درجہ ہے؟ وہ تو عمر بن صاحب بھی نماز پڑھا رہا تھا کربلا میں, دوسری طرف وہ جماعت پڑھا رہے تھے, مولا
میرے مولا امام حسین جماعت پڑھا رہے ہیں.
ابھی تک ہم اتنے ہی سادہ لو ہیں کہ ہم کھوکھلی نمازوں کو معیار سمجھیں گے, کھوکھلے روزوں کو معیار سمجھتے رہے.
So what I was saying is that what is required, brothers and sisters, to strengthen the true love of Ahlul Bayt. And the true love is the foundation, the kulli shayin asas. Everything is a foundation, and the asas and foundation of Islam is the love of Ahlul Bayt. And if we have this foundation, then we would be ready to accept the walayat,
vow ke upar sabar, fatha, the governance of Ahlul Bayt. The reason why some people are inclined towards zalimeen and tawaghit is because their love is weak or non-existent. If our love was strong, we would never go for it. Look at the situation of Maysam Itamar. 20 saal tak Maysam us khajur ke darakh ko pani dete rahe.
Jahan Maulana Kainat ne farmaya tha ke isi ki chhal pe tumhe suli pe chahaya jayega. Mohabbat Ali ke jurm mein. Yeh hota hai mohabbat walon ka sheva.
20 saal تک آ کے اسی پودے کو پانی دیتے رہے. یہاں سے تو معراج پہ جانا ہے. محبت علی و فضائل علی کا ذکر تو معراج ایمان ہے, معراج مومن ہے. محبت تو عظیم ترین سرمایہ ہے ہماری زندگی کا. یہ ہم ظالم کی حمایت کر کے کیسے ہاتھ سے جانے دیں؟
कैसे ही मजालिम हो जाएं।
लिहाजा हमारे उर्फा पूरी की पूरी इंसानियत को दो जुमरों में तकसीम करते हैं, या इंसान रूए जमीन पे बसने वाले मुहिब हैं या गैर मुहिब हैं, पीरियड।
All the humans available on the planet Earth are categorized by our Urufa to these two following categories. Either the people are lovers of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and Allah, or they are non-lovers of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and Allah. Period.
No need to go into any further detail. That's the best categorization. Either you have the love, then you have everything. And all you don't have the love, then you have nothing. Even though you may have the whole world, but you still have nothing.
If you don't have the love of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, if you don't have the love of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam,
that's how it is. It's true.
So we find, agar ye muhabbat hamari mazboot hogi, to phir
हमें इस बात की परवाह नहीं है कि हमारी दुनिया के साथ क्या होगा। हमें इस बात की परवाह है कि मेरे मौला को मैं कैसे अपने से खुश करूं। फिर लोग क्या चाहते हैं ये मेरे दिमाग से निकल जाए। लोगों की मर्जी की हमें परवाह नहीं हो कि लोग क्या चाहते हैं। फिर हम इलाही हो जाएंगे। अल मुमिन ला युनजिसुहु शैउन। पैगंबर अकरम की क्या हदीस है, मोमिन को कोई शय नजिस नहीं कर सकती। तवज्जो फरमाइएगा, अल मोमिन ला युनजिसुहु शैउन, नथिंग कैन मेक अ मोमिन नजिस।
Our Urufa doing the tafsir of this hadith, they say that those of the Ilahi and Rabbani, वो खुदा वाले लोग, those of the divine personalities and divine personalities who are always engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the zikr and yad and remembrance of Allah, everything they believe, everything they perform, everything they do, every policy they have, it's all about Allah.
If you have this kind of stature and status, nothing on earth can spoil you.
Nothing on earth can make you najis. And mu'min la yunajjisuhu shay'un.
Lehaza,
Imam Hussain alayhi salam ke
mohabbaton se, ye Hussain ibn Ali ki mohabbat, ye Rasool Ahle Bayt ki mohabbat hai, jisse kaisi kaisi fitratein badli hain mere maula ne. कैसी कैसी फितरतें बदली हैं। वाहिद तरीका, अगर आप फितरतों को बदलना चाहते हैं तो वाहिद तरीका क्या है? वाहिद तरीका है कि अपनी मोहब्बत को मजबूत बनाएं। चिराग को गुल कर दिया गया शबे आशूर और अपनी बैअत को गर्दन से उठा लिया मेरे मौला ने, मगर चाहने वाले हैं कि जो मौला की बज़्म को छोड़ के जाने के लिए तैयार ही नहीं है। ये है मोहब्बत। तुम्हारी किसी चीज के साथ मोहब्बत करना तुम्हें बहरा और अंधा बना देती है। अब तुम्हें तो सिर्फ महबूब नजर आता है, तुम्हें तो सिर्फ महबूब ही की बातें नजर आती हैं और कोई सुझाई ही नहीं पड़ता। ये है कैफियत मोहब्बत। अगर ये पाई जाए इंसान के अंदर तो कामयाब है, क्योंकि इंसानों की दो किस्में, मुहिब या गैर मुहिब, पीरियड। लिहाजा आप ये देखिए कि क्या मेरे मौला ने, आप देखिए कि मौला क्या फरमाते हैं। फरमाया था कि इन्नी ला अरा अस्हाबन औफा मिन अस्हाबी, खुदा की कसम मैं अपने अस्हाब से ज्यादा बावफा कोई और सहाबी नहीं पाता। मैं किसी के पास इतने बावफा अस्हाब किसी को नसीब नहीं हुए जैसे मेरे मौला को नसीब हुए। वला अहल बैतिन अबर व औफा मिन अहल बैती, ना अपने अहल बैत से ज्यादा नेकुकार और वफादार किसी की अहले बैत को पाता हूं। सबसे ज्यादा बावफा इमाम हुसैन के असहाब है। क्या दर्जा हमारी रूहे कुर्बान उनकी खाके पाप है, क्या रुतबा है उनका।
और अजादारो शामे करीबा आ गई।
आप हजरात तो माशाल्लाह सब कारपेट पे बैठे हैं, ठीक है, जेरे छत बैठे हैं, ठीक है ना, जेरे आसमान तो नहीं बैठे, मगर अली और फातिमा के बच्चे सहरा पर बैठे हैं, खाके करबला पर बैठे हैं, जेरे आसमान बैठे हैं। क्यों? क्योंकि खेमों को जला दिया गया।
شہزادی زینب نے بچوں کو اکٹھا کرنا شروع کیا. جب خیام حسینی کو آگ لگی بی بیوں نے ایک خیمے سے دوسرے خیمے, دوسرے خیمے سے تیسرے خیمے جانا شروع کیا, یہاں تک کہ اپنے حجاب کی حفاظت کرتے ہوئے دوڑی جا رہی ہے بی بی شہزادی زینب امام سجاد کے پاس, اپنے بیمار بھتیجے کے پاس جاتی ہے, شرعی مسئلہ پوچھتی ہے کہ بتاؤ ہم جل کے مر جائیں یا باہر نکل آئیں. میرے مولا نے باہر نکلنے کی اجازت دی. لاطمات الوجوہ ناشرات الشعور چہروں پہ تماچے مارتی ہوئی, اپنے بال ان کے بکھرے ہوئے, کس کیفیت میں علی و فاطمہ کی بیٹیاں باہر نکلی ہیں, کس کیفیت میں باہر نکلی ہیں, خیموں کو آگ لگا دی گئی. لہٰذا اب جناب زینب, اب جناب زینب حسین بن گئی. اب جناب زینب نے امام حسین کا کام شروع کیا, بچوں کو اکٹھا کرنا شروع کیا. روایت میں فقرہ ملتا ہے شہزادی زینب بچوں کو ڈھونڈتی جا رہی تھی, یہاں تک کہ فاطمہ بنت الحسین امام حسین کی بچی نہیں ملی. تو روایت کا فقرہ ہے کہ اب جو ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے جناب زینب پہنچی ہے تو دیکھا فاطمہ بنت الحسین ایک مقام پہ بے ہوش پڑی ہے. شہزادی نے فاطمہ بنت الحسین کا سر اٹھا کے اپنی گود میں رکھا. جناب فاطمہ بنت الحسین ہوش میں آئی اور دیکھا کہ سر پہ حجاب نہیں ہے, سر پہ حجاب تو نہیں تھا. اب اپنی اپنی پھوپھی اما سے کہتی ہے کہ میرے سر پہ حجاب نہیں ہے. فرمایا امتوں کی مثلو کی, ارے تیری پھوپھی بھی تیری ہی طرح ہے. شہزادی نے سب کو اکٹھا کرنا شروع کیا, سکینہ نظر نہیں آتی. اب سکینہ کو تلاش کرتی ہوئی مقتل کی طرف شہزادی جا رہی ہے. کیا کلیجہ ہے بی بی زینب کا, شہزادی اب مقتل کی طرف جا رہی ہے, سکینہ کو آواز دے رہی ہے, سکینہ کو یعنی تلاش کر رہی ہے, نظر نہیں آتی. اب جو دیکھا تو ایک جنازے پر, ایک گردن کٹے جنازے پر سینے پہ سکینہ لیٹی ہوئی سو رہی ہے. پڑھ کے سکینہ کو گود میں اٹھایا, ارے بیٹا تم نے کیسے پہچانا کہ یہ بابا کا جنازہ ہے؟ کہا پھوپھی اما میں تو بابا بابا کہتی جا رہی تھی, اس جنازے سے آواز آئی الیہ الیہ بنیہ, میرے پاس آ جاؤ میری بیٹی. میں نے سمجھ لیا کہ یہ میرے بابا کا جنازہ ہے. سکینہ کو تو باپ کے سینے پہ سونے کی عادت تھی نا, الیہ الیہ یا بنیہ. تو میں عرض کر رہا تھا کہ جناب سکینہ کو اکٹھا کیا, بچوں کو اکٹھا کیا. اب روایتوں میں یہ فرقہ ملتا ہے کہ اب پانی آیا. شہزادی نے کیا کہا, جو سب سے چھوٹا ہوگا پہلے پانی اسے دیا جائے گا. چنانچہ جب جناب سکینہ کو پانی دیا گیا, ایک مرتبہ کوزہ لیا, پانی کا کوزہ لیا, مقتل کی طرف سکینہ روانہ ہوئی. ارے کہاں جا رہی ہو, کہاں آپ ہی نے تو کہاں ہے, کہاں آپ نے کفر, کہاں کہ ارے جو سب سے چھوٹا ہوگا اس کو ملے گا. ارے بھیا علی اصغر تو مجھ سے بھی چھوٹا ہے, میں اصغر کو پانی پانی پلانے جناب اصغر کی طرف جا رہی ہیں. یہاں تک کہ عزاداروں, یہاں تک کہ عزاداروں, جناب سید ابن طاووس نے یہ جملہ لکھا ہے کہ شہزادی زینب کی خلقت پر ملائکت اللہ نے, عاشور کا دن ڈھلنے کے بعد ملائکت اللہ نے خلقت زینب پہ تعجب کیا, کیونکہ اس رات بھی میری شہزادی کی نماز شب قضا نہیں ہوئی. سارا گھرانہ لٹ گیا, بھوکی اور پیاسی شہزادی زینب جس کا پورا بھرا گھر کام آ گیا, مگر شہزادی زینب نماز شب ادا کر رہی ہے, میدان خاک کے کربلا پر کھڑی ہو کے نماز ادا کر رہی ہے. یہاں تک کہ بعض تواریخ میں یہ واقعہ بھی نقل کیا گیا کہ شہزادی زینب جب پہرا دے رہی تھی, رات کا ہنگام ہے, تو دیکھا کہ ایک نقاب پوش سوار ہے جو کہ چلا آ رہا ہے. ایک مرتبہ علی کی بیٹی نے کہا کہ اب تم لوگوں نے ہمارا غارت کر لیا, سب کچھ لوگوں کو تو قتل کر دیا, سامان لوٹ لیا, اب کیا لینے کے لیے, اب کچھ بھی نہیں بچا ہمارے پاس. بالفاظ دیگر یہاں تک کہ وہ نقاب پوش آگے ہی بڑھا چلا آ رہا ہے, شہزادی کی بیٹی جلال میں آ گئی. ایک مرتبہ روایت میں ہے مولا نے اپنے چہرے سے نقاب پلٹی, بیٹی زینب کو تسلی دینے کے لیے
بیٹی زینب کی مدد کے لیے، اپنے بچوں کی مدد کے لیے میرے مولا آ رہے ہیں. میرا دل سوچتا ہے کہ ہو سکتا ہے شہزادی زینب نے امیر المومنین سے، اپنے بابا سے تذکرہ کیا ہوگا کہ بابا، ارے وہ وقت بھی آیا تھا جب میرے بھیا امام حسین قاسم کو گلے لگا کے اتنا روئے کہ دونوں گز کھا کے دل گئے. وہ وقت بھی تو آیا تھا کہ جب ننے علی اصغر اپنے ننے ننے ہوٹوں کو زبان پہ پھیر رہا تھا اور کسی نے پانی نہیں پلایا. ارے وہ وقت بھی تو آیا تھا کہ جب جناب علی اکبر کے گال پہ گال رکھا میرے مولا حسین نے، اکبر تیرے بعد دنیا پہ خاک ہے. وہ وقت بھی آیا کہ جب میرے بھیا عباس کو شہید کیا گیا، شان قدم ہوئے پشت فرس سے زمین کربلا پہ آئے. ارے بابا اس وقت آپ کہاں تھے؟
وہ کربلا وہ شام غریبا وہ تیرگی وہ
رہا تھا میرا اکبر. آئے جب اس وقت صدا آپ کو دے داتا دینا ور
آئے اس وقت صدا آپ کو دے داتا دینا ور اب آئے ہو بابا
جب فرچے جب باپ کے چلو میں تاپو علی اصغر
آئے جب باپ کے چلو میں تاپو علی اصغر اب آئے ہو بابا
جب بھائی کا سر کٹتا تھا میں دیکھ رہی حسرت کو صدا دی سر کو لے ہوئے روتی تھی میں خیمے کے در پر
آئے سر کو لے ہوئے روتی تھی میں خیمے کے در پر اب آئے ہو بابا
اور جب لوگ بچا اپنا جتا کے بس تن چاپی تاپا مالی کی زد پر
آئے بس تن چاپی تاپا مالی کی زد پر اب آئے ہو بابا
اور جب بالی تکی تماچے ارے حسرت سے مجھے دیکھتی تھی بانو اے بجھ طرح
آئے حسرت سے مجھے دیکھتی تھی بانو اے بجھ طرح اب آئے ہو بابا
کیا آپ نے پھر دوست سے یہ دیکھا نہ ہو پاتا جب پشت سے بھی مار کی کھینچا گیا بستر
آئے جب پشت سے بھی مار کی کھینچا گیا بستر اب آئے ہو بابا
اور جب شام کے آپ آ گئے ہو تے تو ناچنتی میری چادر
آئے آپ آ گئے ہو تے تو ناچنتی میری چادر اب آئے ہو بابا
ارے ایک رات کے مہمان پھر کہہ دے سلاس اب آنے سے حاصل بازار میں ہم صبح کو جائیں گے کھلے سرہائے
بازار میں ہم صبح کو جائیں گے کھلے سر اب آئے ہو بابا
شاہد رکے حیدر پہ بھی کر جاتے تھے کھولے کے گیسو ارے چلاتی تھی زینب میرے بابا میری چادر
آئے چلاتی تھی زینب میرے بابا میری چادر اب آئے ہو بابا
زینب نے کہا باپ کے قدموں سے لے پا کر
جزاک اللہ.
سلام.